Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And his co-host is equally on fire, Scott Smith. Here we are, Rick and Scott, and we are taking your calls. Anything, by the way, that you want to bring up, you can bring up, as well as our usual philosophizing about things in general, is more than welcome. 800-313-9443. And, Scott, let us talk to John in California. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hello.
John.
Yeah, I was listening in the last hour or so, and I was fascinated with Rita's call and about the, you know, the what did she say, the Judeo-Masons?
Yeah, the Judeo-Masonic cabal.
Yeah, I think
that's what I call it.
Yeah, but you know, in my estimation, I think it's the Jews that's infiltrated the, you know, the Catholic Church, the Masons.
Yep.
England.
Yep.
You know. The neocons, but my question is, you know, who is the main target of these Zionists or Jews?
Anybody who is not Jewish is a target for control because they
Who is their specific main target they have to get rid of first? Because I see them using the Mexicans as a bulwark in front of them,
right,
to do their bidding.
They use everybody.
Use the black people, but they've got to get to who? They've got to stop who? In my estimation, it's got to be, you know, the white people of America or Europe. It doesn't matter. You know, look what's going on in Paris right now.
You
those
want
aren't
to know
white
who they...
people over there rioting.
Yep.
What's that? What did you say about white people rioting?
They're not white people.
No. And that brings up a good point. May I interject here?
Sure.
All right. What is happening around the world, and particularly in Europe today and America, because you don't find it in the Orient as much, in China or Japan, where they are virulently anti-black and anti-immigration. But wherever the world Zionists have ultimate control, and that is over the nations of Israel in Europe, particularly true Israel, in Europe and the United States, what they're doing is breaking down the walls to any control over immigration, flooding these states, these countries, with immigrants who, for the most part, really and truly don't even want to go there, but because they've been forced out of their own land, ravaged their own lands, coming to Europe, welcoming them to America when we have problems that cannot be overcome amongst ourselves. What are they doing? They're feeding the frenzy of riots and revolution. In my opinion, they're deliberately doing this to break down these countries and to welcome them into the New World Order. The proof is that the only country in the Middle East right now or anywhere that will not change or budge on its institutionalized racist policies is, you guessed it, Israel. There is no immigration of blacks. There is no immigration of minorities. There is no immigration and citizenship for Christians to go there and become Christians. See, that's the exception. We and the European nations are being seduced, as Scott would say, and broken down morally by allowing the infestation of all of these problems to come over housing, over ghettos and so forth, in these countries which simply cannot at this time take on this responsibility. And it's the Zionists that are behind this breaking down. See?
And I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. They're behind destabilizing all these other countries. They have been all these years. And now they're flooding us with them.
Exactly.
And who... We as a race of people, white people, and blacks, we've got good black people here too. I'm not disparaging.
All right, stay where you are, John. Stay where you are. We have to take a break. Good points to argue over and to debate and discuss. We'll be right back with John from California. Join us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
All righty, we are back on this Friday night get-together. John, of course, Rick Adams and none other than Scott Smith, dynamic duo. And before we get back to John from California, another John wants to come on the program, and he is John Statmiller. Hello, John.
Well, hello, Rick Adams. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good to have you aboard.
I appreciate the kind words that you, Mr. Smith, and you have said. I appreciate that very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
It's all true, John. God bless you and the work you do, my friend.
Well, it's always a struggle, isn't it, Rick, to get the truth out to people and then to really disseminate the information that people need to hear.
Absolutely a struggle. Uphill all the way financially. Yes, sir.
Well, and people have got to understand what we're battling here, excuse me, is powers and principalities that aren't necessarily friendly to Christianity, morality, ethnic ideals, or anything else. So it's always going to be an uphill battle, but we're doing what we need to do. And if I die with and when I check out, Rick, from this life, I got to tell you something. If I die and I have not a penny in my pocket, it doesn't matter because I know that we're doing what we need to do.
Right. Absolutely, John. We need to do it, period.
But, John, you have to support your family and you have to take care of your needs. And because if you're not strong and supported in your personal life, then it's difficult for you to translate that and move it over into the public life. So, you know, not only do we need to support RBN Radio. We need to support John Stadtmiller in what he's doing, you know, all the way. I mean, it you know, the two are tied inextricably together.
Right. Yeah, but see, the point never was, and people need to understand this. You know, years ago when I got into the broadcast business, I founded what is known as Genesis Communications Network, and some good news about Genesis out there, that they're finally turning the table here. They dropped a lot of the Patriot programming, and they're getting back into it now. So I'm very glad to hear that. But gentlemen, there is a thing that needs to be done here. The truth needs to be spoken, and more people need to hear that truth. And I appreciate it, but John Stadtmiller is not the issue. It doesn't matter who runs this network. The fact is that the network is up and running, and we're doing, everybody's contributing to do what they can to get the truth out, and that's the important thing. Years ago, and everybody has their character defects. Everybody knows, whether they readily admit it to themselves or not, that, you know, we're all human. We all have our weaknesses. That's the way we're designed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we have faith, and that's why we have to aspire to be better than what we are.
Right.
Years ago, I decided, and I had a conversation with God, and he actually answered me on this one. I said, please help me to do two things. Keep ego and the quest for money out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the equation, because that is the ruin of many people, civilizations, government, you name it. It's always been there. And that has served me well. And I appreciate so many of the people out there that are striving for the important things that need to be done. And it's truth and honesty. And that is the important thing. And John Stadtmiller is not important. I have been relegated to this task. Sometimes I complain about it. Sometimes things don't go necessarily too well. But it's what we're doing all together that's the important thing.
John, you've been called, and you've stepped up to the plate and answered the call. And it's evident in the programming and in the broadcasting that's going on this radio program. And in order to be called and to be effective, you have to have strength. You have to have personal strength. You have to have business strength. And you have to have moral conviction, you know. And to me, somebody like yourself, I mean, this is the best Christian patriot radio station in the world. And you're the one who started it, John.
Well,
God bless you for that.
Well, and understanding the fact that, you know, let's go back to Judge Roy Moore and his deal down in Louisiana.
Right.
That the ADL and, well, the ACL was also on the fringes of this, but the two main players in this was, and I make the distinction, gentlemen, always, between the Pharisees and the Zionists.
Mm.
And I do not attack good Jews.
People, right, exactly.
See, and a lot of people miss this.
Exactly,
you know,
true.
Sometimes I hear people call in and they use the word Jew.
Mm-hmm.
That irritates me because we have to be very defining in our explanation of this.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And a caller called in a couple of weeks ago, Rick, and I did not know this, that 4 days after Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, turned over the tables of the money changers in the temple. 4 days later, guess where he was stuck? On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for people to be educated. It's important for people to understand true history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that are confused. There's a lot of people that are angry. Rick, you've been a talk show host for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You understand people's frustrations. You have the ability to look at this from your position and understand this. But
well, I was a talk show caller before I became a host, so I know frustrations.
No, I understand. You know, why does a person become a talk show host? You know, why do they do this? What is their conviction?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to say there's an agenda behind it and, you know, it's racially motivated or this, that, and the other. Look, here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
God created all people. I didn't create him. Rick Adams didn't create him. Mr. Smith didn't create him. We are all creatures of God. And what's being used against us is people that are in there in the mix trying to turn one against the other, trying to turn one religious conviction against the other. I have no problem with the Jews any more than I have any problems with the Muslims, any more than I will sit and debate Christian or anything else. Mm-hmm. We all have our place here. We're all created by the same God. It's these Pharisees and these Zionists that like to get in there and mix this thing up and turn everybody against each other.
Well, that's true. That's because they're not Jews or Israelites. They're Kenites, you see. They're sons of Cain. And that's exactly what they've done, is to try to pretend to be something they're not. They're the evil ones, and these are the ones that are leading both Jew and Gentile astray. So they're trying to create this new world order, as you say, John, and they're phonies. They're not true Israelites. They're sons of Cain, and they are, as far as I'm concerned, they are definitely demonic in what they are doing. And they have a lot of help, too, from the rest of the world and the fellow travelers that, you know, can gain fame, as you know, and glory simply by serving as a footstool for these Pharisees. You follow?
I follow you completely.
You know only too well,
don't you? Yes, I do. So, gentlemen, I appreciate the accolades of what Republic Broadcasting is trying to do and
right.
who's involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that very much. And it still embarrasses me to hear you guys carry on about me like this. But I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, we say it because it's true, John.
Exactly.
We wouldn't say it if we didn't feel this way. And
nope.
you do need help, and a lot of people are going to criticize. I mean, we got criticism, you know, to programming changes, and people want to use my show or other shows to dump, and that's not appropriate. I don't like being pushed to a corner, and neither does anyone else at this network. But the fact of the matter is, I know for sure that many of the people who talk the loudest and complain the most do not ever contribute a dime to Republic. Isn't that the truth?
Well, yeah, that is true. And I'll tell you what, I did somewhat of a mini pledge drive for the network on Wednesday, and
right.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching the internet numbers. And the more that I talked about a pledge drive for the network to do the important work that we needed to do,
yeah.
the more I watched the numbers drop off.
Isn't that sad, John?
Well, it is sad, but more importantly, gentlemen, I think the one thing that needs to be considered here, that we're doing something that has never, ever been done in this country before. A network such as this, with a lot of fine people that are involved in this, the talk show hosts, the people at the network, we're doing something that has never been attempted before and never pulled off successfully. And it is a hard road sometimes, and sometimes it's a little depressing. Sometimes I get a little angry about things, but more importantly, I always keep my eye on the ball, because I understand this. In order for these people to pull off global governance, the one thing that must fall is the United States of America.
Right.
A global government cannot possibly take place without the fall of this country.
Nope.
And it's falling, yeah.
They're doing it in two ways, John. They're doing it spiritually, and they're doing it economically.
Yes, sir.
And this is how they're attacking us, to demoralize us into subservience to them. And this goes for a lot of these Jewish people, too. I mean, you look at the Catholic Church and the problem with pedophile priests. Everybody who's a Catholic isn't part of this, you know, evil.
That's right.
And the same goes for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And Jesus said he came to make a temple where all peoples could participate in faith. So,
well,
salvation. And you take, gentlemen, you take a look at what's going on right now. I have no bones of contention with the Muslim world. We have what has been deemed as extremists that want to destroy America because we are evil. Well, from their perspective, I look at what the government is doing and what they're doing, especially in the Middle East, and who they're backing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't necessarily say that they are wrong, because from their perspective, they're right.
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 You know, and I look at all of this. I like diversity. I like diversity. I'm going to be the first guy that says this. But I want to visit a country with their culture and their religious beliefs, because we're all under one head, and that's called God.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to hold through the break?
Sure.
Here?
I'd love you to hold on. Everybody else, hang on, too. We'll be back with more Rick Scott and John Stadmiller.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed. Get back at us and get on the line now if you'd like to get in. And we have several callers, and we're going to get right back to them. But John Stadtmiller, the CEO, is here with us right now discussing programming and the changes in broadcasting over the years and what a struggle it is to continue to stay on the air and build a successful network. And, John, once again, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and I'm not going to take any more time because I understand you have callers here, but the people have to understand this, Rick, that we have created something, and I don't think anybody would disagree with, we have governed by men. We started something that was extremely great, probably the best form of government that's ever been instituted by men.
Right.
And we've got to hang on to that, and that is the true crux. And here is the key, that the United States, if it stays and stays strong, the global governance scheme does not happen. It cannot possibly happen because, believe it or not, as much as we are in debt in this nation right now, that we are still the strongest and richest nation compared to everybody else that's on the face of the earth. And I see great things happening with a network such as this. And it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has more to do with its talk show host, but more importantly, the listeners out there. And gentlemen, I just want to commend you and just to tell you to keep the faith. And I'm going to drop off here.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure hearing from you.
John, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your radio program like this. It's a great blessing to me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, sir.
It's my honor, sir.
Thank you, John
Stadtmiller. We'll continue to stay the course.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, you heard it there. And what a struggle it is. Indeed it is, especially when you're, as John said, when you're dealing with truth, Scott. It's a very difficult commodity, you know. We could come on every night and do a tap dance and play games and have jokes and contests and talk about the latest fashions.
Right, we could go into the no-spin zone.
Right, right, right. And you know what? We'd have billions of dollars probably coming into the networks with no trouble, wouldn't we?
Right.
But you know, when you start talking issues in America and you start talking the real facts, nuts and bolts about what this is leading to, all of a sudden it becomes controversial. And all of a sudden, you know, well, we don't want to advertise our products because people might get the wrong impression. And that comes up with sponsors. It always has, locally as well as nationally. But you know what happens? These sponsors are living on borrowed time. Americans are living on borrowed time. Because when this nation goes down, if it goes down, these people aren't going to be on the radio advertising their wares and making the money they were making before. All of it will be gone. The gig is over. So they better realize that it's freedom for us and freedom for everyone. Oh, we just don't have freedom anymore. That's the moral of the story.
No. Yep.
Okay, let's go now to, let's see, let's just go to Bob in Texas first and then Joe and Carolyn. Hello, Bob.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Bob.
Hi. This may sound like criticism, but it's not meant to be, okay?
All right. Okay.
I think you need to broaden your definition of what the network is. To me, the network are the listeners and the guests. You all are the facilitators, okay? And we are still, everybody knows a little bit of the truth. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows all the truth. We're
right.
Still discovering the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So as you build the network of
yes.
people,
yes.
we will discover the truth. That's all I have to say.
Well, I can't argue with that. Can you, Scott?
I'm not going to. Bring the truth forward, and you just brought a little piece of it, and everybody contributes their piece, and we have a strong, unbreakable bond.
Well, the network is the people.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, that's the people.
You guys are the facilitators of that network.
Right. Well, we are the people that, you know, are making it happen. But without us, there's no callers. Without the callers, there's no us. I mean, that's the whole point of the network.
Right. It's a symbiotic relationship that both have to feed off of each other. And that's why I always commend the caliber of the callers that call into RBN, because without that caliber of caller, you don't have the interest being piqued and cued, you know, so that people want to listen. And you know, it's a sharing, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bob, for that note. We appreciate that. 800-313-9443 is the number that you can dial in. You know, it's funny he should say that, because I was listening to, on the way back to the house and the studio, I was listening to a little bit of a replay of Sean Hannity. And his radio broadcast, yeah. And you listen to his callers, and the questions and the comments they make, it's like they're living in the Stone Age of reality compared to our callers and listeners who do call in. What a difference in intellect, what a difference in understanding, the probing, the, you know, Scott, it's just like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Totally upside down. And these are the people, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of them, that are profiting. And they haven't got a clue as to what they're talking about. Sean Hannity is if you've seen him, you know that he is not the greatest intellect or the brightest bulb on the tree. And yet he's there because he, you know, he mouths the shibboleth and the pablum that is acceptable, the politically correct line. All right, break time. Joe and Carolyn and Harold, you'll be next on the program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and Scott Smith, Patrick Henry. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, indeed, and we are back. And fellow Eloi, welcome aboard. Rick Adams and Scott Smith on this Friday night get-together. And let's go back to John, by the way, in California, who was preempted. Hi, John, back again.
Oh.
Sorry to keep you waiting all this time, John.
Oh, yeah, I kind of got put on the back burner. You guys forgot about me.
No, we never forget about you, John. We're sorry.
I was wondering what happened to you, John. I was hoping you were still here.
Yeah, I tried to chime in, but, I wasn't on the air there.
No, but we're giving you your full time now. Go ahead. You were mentioning
I wanted to talk to John since he was on. That would have been great.
Oh, we didn't
know. It was
excellent. It was a good discussion.
I helped John, I got John.
Mm-hmm.
On the radio out here on a
what do you mean? You got John, you mean the network carried?
We're talking 2 years ago.
Okay.
Right around the time John left GCN.
Oh, okay. All right.
He was on the network for, or you know, KCAA out here in California. I've got him and Alex on. Alex is still on for an hour out here.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. All right.
And John got on for about 3 weeks, and the whole thing fell apart there at GCN.
Well, anyway, let's get back to what you were talking about before.
Well, let me just say this.
Go ahead, quickly.
About that.
Yeah.
He started talking about taxes. You know how John is. And they pulled him off the air. I called the the general manager, and they said, "Wow, we can't let him be talking about that on the air here."
Taxes?
Taxes?
Well, you know, but you know about taxes. Yeah.
You what know, do you mean about taxes? You wait a minute. I don't understand this. Hold on. Hold on a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. You mean he was talking about taxes, and he was pulled off? I don't understand
Yes.
How?
Yes. Well, about what we all know about how the law that never was and all.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, they pulled him off.
About the income tax.
That was the excuse that the general manager gave me when I called them.
Well,
that's not a radio station that's helping a lot, I can tell you that.
That doesn't surprise me, though, does it, Scott? Huh?
No.
No, they kept
typical more than the exception.
Yeah, they kept Alex on, but they dropped John. But at the same time, I must say this, that John was completely dropped off the air because he left GCN.
Right.
You know, that's when all that happened, and he went and created RBN, which
right.
I switched. I switched immediately from GCN to RBN, of course, when it came online.
Okay, right. Good.
You know,
good.
That was great.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with RBN now is that I was the second caller on the Peter Shanks show. And I just resent that I couldn't question that man. I'm no Nazi. I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
And that some of us are too dumb to not think. I'm not going to buy into Nazism or socialism. I'm an American. I'm
right.
a Jeffersonian American.
Right.
And why I can't question some of these people is beyond me.
And why couldn't you?
I can't now.
As far as questioning Peter Shank, you mean?
Pardon?
As far as questioning Peter Shank or that Nazi guy you had on?
Peter Shank. You know, Peter Shank was a facilitator, like the guy was saying before.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to tell you this. I listened the couple of weeks ago.
I was the second caller, Scott.
Right,
the second caller. Did I not? You know, you had a first caller on there that fought with him, Jeff.
Right.
And then
right.
I questioned him.
Right.
Pretty much. And then, of course, Rita came in and kind of chimed in with reading Mein Kampf or whatever, which is fine. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared to read anything.
No. Mm-hmm. I listened to that whole thing. Where that whole operation went off the tracks was the stormtroopers coming in, 100 of them, were going to paint the town, threatening violence and going, you know, these kind of things. To me, and Peter supported him totally in that endeavor, and that put that, you know, when I said that Peter got out far on the limb and the limb broke, the limb didn't break. Peter Shank jumped off the limb. And, you know, if I was rock climbing with Peter Shank and I saw him jump off the limb and I was tied onto him, I'd cut the rope so I didn't go down with him.
Well, can I say something?
Sure.
I've supported RBN. I've bought nearly $4,000 worth of product in the last
mm-hmm.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even 2 years.
Yep.
And I don't think Peter Shank was chopping... going on to the end of the limb. I think he was...
I think he
was bridging the gap there. I really
no.
do.
I have to...
I don't... And listen, I'm no Nazi.
Nope.
And I resent anybody saying that any of us that are out here in the land that just wanted to hear someone else's opinion about whatever went on there. I don't agree with what went on there. I don't think that Toledo should have, burned. I'm not for looting at all.
No, but that other guy was. And he advocated mm-hmm. that kind of violence in the streets.
Who did?
In the town.
Bill
that
White?
Nazi, that,
was it White? Bill
yeah,
White?
It was White yeah. that he had on.
Did he say that on the phone? I didn't hear that.
Well, you should. Well, you can't listen to the archives now, but...
Yes, yes, I don't agree with that either. I agree with you guys. I don't agree with, go back and paint the town. I don't agree with that either.
Right. No, but the bottom line is that there was an avocation of violence. And if Peter Schenck hadn't have said, after that guy advocated all of that, that sounds like a plan. I listened to the thing very closely at least two or three times, Bob.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard it, so I'm glad you did, Scott.
Well, at the time when it came up a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't. And one of the things that I hate about this whole radio stuff is if I ask a question of a guy and I think he should have heard this or know about a particular thing and he says he hasn't heard about it or he hasn't read it or hasn't said it, that really aggravates me. Well, and at the time I hadn't, so then I went and listened to it, and I have to tell you that Peter Schenck not only supported that plan, but also egged him on and led him into these things, and it was totally off kilter for Peter to lead this guy on and then support the stupidity that he was putting out, and I would have cut loose myself, and I have to hand it to John to do it. It's a shame that a guy with the talent that Peter Schenck has was dropped, but I think he brought that on himself. And you know, if somebody's going to run out in front of the bus and you're tied to them, then you got to cut yourself loose before you get run over by the bus. And when you're involved, you know, John said it, we're involved against principalities and powers, but we're also involved with rulers of this world and the spirit of wickedness that sits in high places. And all those people need is something like that to come in and shut the whole thing down, and then you don't have RBN anymore at all.
Well, I agree.
And that's where it was heading.
I'll say one thing, and then I'll get off and let your callers go on. I agree. I don't want violence, and I don't think anybody else does either that's got a rational mind. But white people, and I'm no white supremacist racist. I'm
go ahead,
a regular.
Just make the statement. Go ahead, because we don't have time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
White people what?
Well, white people need to understand this at a deeper level, or these kind of groups that are all pissed off out there are going to create more problems, because we do have a race problem here. I mean, Bill Cosby even came out and said, hey.
All right, that's understood. But the question is, what are we going to do about it, and how are we going to deal with it as Americans? And that's a whole program in itself. And I understand what you're saying, John.
Do a program on that.
Well, we should.
Please,
we should try to do that, put some people together.
Somebody's got to cover it.
Sure. All right.
All right. Thank you.
We'll work on trying to do that. Thank you, John, for the call, and let's move on now. Quickly, we don't have too much more time, so let's try to keep our comments brief, okay? Joe from Rhode Island. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick and Scott.
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to try to keep this a little brief.
All right.
Can I take some calls from off the altar?
Go ahead.
Okay. Revelation, talking about the temple, Revelation 21, verses 15, 16, and 17, give the exact dimensions of the temple.
All right.
1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles wide. This is a measurement of the man, that is, of the angel.
Right.
It depends on whose measurement you're measuring by. Over in verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations, these are the ethnos of them which are saved, shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it. That's their people. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. You see, you won't be in this flesh body, so you won't need that particular scenario of light and night, day and night. Now, this temple, let's go back to John chapter 2. When Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple. This was the dialogue, John 2, verse 18. Then he answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou dost these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple and building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body.
Right, right.
You see, the temple that's going to be built in Jerusalem, don't look for any other.
Mm-hmm.
It comes first.
Yes.
Just watch that temple.
Mm-hmm.
The temple of his body.
The spiritual Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven, that is the Jerusalem that I want to be in.
Yeah. And none other.
Nope.
Amen, Joe.
Amen, guys.
Thank you for making the point so briefly. Carolyn in Kerrville, Texas. Hi, you're on the program.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Hi,
hi.
Scott.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. I want to speak about. Gee, I've got so many things I'd like to speak about. So I've got.
We don't have time for everything.
I know. I heard you.
Pick
say
your
all
most
that
important point.
Okay.
All right.
I felt that the previous caller before. Joe, John, you didn't really let him say all that he wanted to say. You kept cutting him off. And then Scott was able to go on and talk for a long time. And then John felt he had to get off the air. So the point I want to make is about you talking about the callers of the show. And you know, I thought he made a very good point that talk show hosts should be facilitators, but most of the talk show hosts spend all the time, do all the talking, and don't let not only their callers, but sometimes even the guests don't say all. When I'm listening to a show, I really want to hear the guests. And that's one thing that I appreciate about Peter Schenck. And I'm another one who very much misses his show on RBN. He let his guests talk. And I do not agree that he was egging this Bill White on. I heard that show. And I thought it was one of the most interesting shows I'd heard in a long time. No matter what this guy's politics were or what his beliefs were, and I had never heard of him before, but I thought he was very well spoken on that show, and he was saying some very interesting things and brought in a lot of callers. It was very interesting. The thing is, what, am I still here?
You're on.
Okay. I had a little beep. That so often, even tonight's show, you guys, you get into this moralizing and you go on and on. And it's not very interesting. Now, John Stadtmiller was on, and he's talking again about the network is the people and the listeners and so on. He doesn't believe that. He sets what can be said and what can be discussed, and if he doesn't like what it is, he cuts you off. And also, tonight I tried to get on the listen to his Today's Show on the archives because I heard there was an interesting discussion, and it's not available. And I don't think it's going to be available because of what was said on that show.
What
so that's
said?
Not looking for the truth.
What was said on that show?
I understand that John from Arkansas called in. And I tuned in to listen to it, and I couldn't get it. And I could get Thursday, and I could get Tuesday, and I could get Monday the 31st, but I couldn't get Wednesday, November 2nd, when I think there was another discussion about Peter Schenck or something, and I couldn't get Friday. Today's show.
I don't know. I mean, you're bringing up stuff that I have no knowledge of whatsoever.
Well, this all goes to the point of looking for the truth and wanting to, you know, be open to the truth and letting the callers decide what they want to talk about and so on. I just think that all needs to be looked at.
You can't be a free-for-all either, though.
Pardon me?
You've got to remember one thing. Go ahead, Scott. Explain what your position is.
It can't be a free-for-all, and there has to be some direction, and there has to be some leadership in order for it to work. And I do have to say again that after listening to, I'm a fan of Peter Schenck, and bought that particular program when this guy White went ahead and made his threats of violence to go back to Toledo to paint the town with 100 stormtroopers. He was led into that statement by Peter Schenck, by Peter prodding him to talk about what he was going to do up there and how he was going to do it. So
Peter said, what are your plans now? That's not him prodding him into saying something like that. He didn't prod him into saying that.
That's your opinion. I happen to have a different one. And I listened to Peter talk and prod him into directions that Peter wanted this guy to go in at least two or three times, and they were not the right direction.
I don't think this man, Bill White, needed any prodding to say what he wanted to
say. You're absolutely right. He didn't, and Peter did anyway.
Ugh.
Well, we have a look. We have a difference of opinion here.
Exactly.
And quite honestly, we're not going to solve any problems. It's going over history now, and we've given you time now. You can't say that nobody's given you time to state your opinions and your case on the program. So all I can say is it's history. It's over.
I appreciate the time.
Yeah.
I do. And I also say, though, you ought to check into not putting things on your archives because you don't want them to have them repeated. I'd like to know if that program, I'd like to see that program be on the archives.
I'll check with our producer and I'll find out what's going on. That's all. All right, Carolyn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. All right, Harold and Gene and Doug, we'll try to squeeze you all in when we come back, and that'll be in just 3 minutes on the program. Rick Adams and Scott Smith.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Right. Okay, we're back. We're back very quickly. In 5 minutes, we have three callers. Just to state that I did check with our producer, and he said that the technical issues involved are very simple. Sometimes the hard drive is absolutely filled to capacity, needs to be freed up, the hard drive and the computer, for posting on the archives. But if you look, it will be posted, if it isn't already. That November 2nd broadcast will be there for downloading. So it's not like anything is being done to censor it, just so you'll know, okay? That's the official word technical issues. I know that covers a multitude of things, but you look for it, and you'll see that it will be posted if it's not already on right now. All right, Harold in Tennessee. Hi, you're on the program.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good. Scott? Thank you.
Hey, Harold. You know, I've been thinking, if Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would get the whites and the blacks to join instead of trying to divide them, which they're the government puppets,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whites and blacks could be a formidable force against our government.
Mm-hmm. Well, divide and conquer is the strategy, isn't it?
Right. But
they're doing a good job of it, too, Harold.
They're doing a great job of it.
Well, Jesse Jackson is another phony. You know, he's used government funds to make his money, to pilfer the taxpayers. Sharpton, these guys are all professional agitators.
Right.
Charlatans.
But if they were any decent men, mm-hmm. they would get their followers to follow them, and they would join with the whites.
Yep.
And
they'd be true Americans, Harold.
Right.
I'm happy to say we have a lot of black and Hispanic and Indian. We have a lot of listeners from just about every ethnic group, and you've heard them call from time to time. First and foremost, they're Americanists.
Right.
And that's the important thing.
I've got a lot of good friends of color, or black, or...
Yeah, no, of course, of course. It's not a racial issue
no.
in a sense. And that's what they want to do, is to make it a racial issue. And
yeah.
we can't do that. I mean, whites have every right to exist on this planet as anyone else does, and there are anti-white bigots. And that's what we talk about primarily. We don't promote white supremacy or any such thing. But we do feel that every race has its right to exist and should exist as it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you get agitators that come along, and the Jesse Jacksons, people like that are agitators, they seek to fulfill the New World Order,
and
which is divide
money.
And conquer.
And get his money.
Of course, of course. It all comes down to that buck, huh, Harold?
Right.
Hey, thank you for the call, brother.
Rick?
Yeah?
Went, but I ain't got no dog in that fight, so I won't say nothing about it.
All right, Harold, thank you. Quickly, Gene in Austin. Hi, you're on the program.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All righty.
I'd like to switch gears just real quick. The other night I was watching a late night show, and the host had Ozzy Osbourne on there, and he was interviewing
uh-huh.
Ozzy Osbourne, and apparently he had got some award from Tony Blair, and he asked him, so were you hobnobbing Tony Blair? And Tozy Osbourne said that, he said, I was trying to talk to him, you know, and then all of a sudden Blair said, oh, yeah, I was in a band when I was young. And he
mm-hmm.
said, you know, I could never figure out the chords of that Iron Man thing. And then Osbourne talked to himself, you know, we got the Iraq war going on and kids are dying over there and all this corruption running around.
Yeah.
And he wants to know what the chords of this dumb song is. And then I thought to myself, you know, all these guys are into this satanic guy like Bush and Tony Blair. I mean, who is this guy? He's just some rock and roll guy that does Black Sabbath stuff.
But he's
you
a
know?
Bono, too. Same
yeah.
stuff.
But at least
yeah.
we have a good hairdresser in Tony Blair. Thank
right,
you,
let
Gene.
You go. Thank you.
We're out of time. Sorry, Doug, we don't have time. But you know what? We'll do it all over again Monday night, and we'll have a special program. Join us then, 8 o'clock Central. Scott, good night, Scott Smith.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Now, Rick Adams, good night, and God bless you all.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.